you.
Welcome to Noise Brigade, your monthly radio show about Italian 80s music. Let's start this episode with Panko with an old track titled Satellite. I think that Panko doesn't need much explanations, as they are around since the late 70s. The beginning they were making a sort of post-punk, a little bit and influenced. I don't know if it really was influenced, because it was at the same time. Anyway, if you liked Joy Division, for sure you liked Panko back then, and they had also trumpets. They were using trumpets in a particular way. Anyway, this track was an old one, and an unreleased one. and you can find it in a nice, really nice box set released years ago by Spittle Records, 10 years ago. The box set is titled Silence Over Florence 82-84. And from that one, we will listen to the first single by Karnak, another band from Tuscany, and they released only that with three songs. The first one is When the Doors Are Closed.
בבוקר יבואו לנשיא נציגי סיעת התחייה, בצהריים סיעת שינוי, אחר כך השר בן תורק ובערב יגאל הורוביץ. כתבן יוסי קורן אומר כי הנשיא מבקש לסיים את התייעצויותיו עם נציגי הסיעות עד יום שלישי בערב. אם יצליח, יפרסם את שם המועמד
Watch it.
And these were Karnak from Tuscany. I'm not sure if they were also from Florence. These three tracks, When the Doors Are Closed, Saccada Lights, and Northern Tempests, were their first and only single, released in 1984 on Electric Eye Records. And after that, they recorded only one demo that you can find here on this nice box set. And always from that one, we will listen now to another band where Alex Park from Panko were the singer. The band is called Polyactive. Also, they released only one demo tape for Electric Tie Records, and we are going to listen to Voci dalla non realtà. These were Polyactive, Now, for a moment, we will take a break from Tuscany, just to go to Liguria, and we will listen to Scortilla, a band from Genoa, and they had one hit, and they went also to on TV, on major, they were aired by the major station, radio stations, with this song titled Fahrenheit 451. But they were much more than this. This is, yeah, okay, electronic pop song, really good, but they started with post-punk, and we will be back on their stuff on the next episode.
What?
Cortilla in the, their lineup. There were also Pivio Pisciutta and Roberto Descalzi, which now are sound recorders. They are making a lot of the soundtracks for Italian movies, and so they are still active, as is usual to say, they are alive and kicking. So now we're back on Tuscany with Drinth from their first mini album, with the opening track titled Mexico.
Mexico! Mexico!
With Mexico from their first mini album released, I think, in 83 for Materiali Sonori. After that, they worked with Adrian Sherwood, I think, and also with band members of Tuxedo Moon. And recently, I think about 3 years ago, they released a new album. Anyway, we are going away from Tuscany, and we are going to my hometown, Torino, with Monuments, with a track from their first mini album, a track titled Gasteiz Krankheit.
Yeah.
Monuments, Andrea Costa e Mauro Tavella had most of the stuff re-released in the last years by Manken Records and Analog Records. They were recording something new, but I don't know when it will be out or anything else. Anyway, now we pass to Emilia with Noia, with a famous single titled The Rule to Survive.
Thank you.
mostly known for their Italo disco or wave disco tracks. Noia were had different hit singles in the 80s, but they were much more because, for example, I think about 10 years ago, Ersatz Audio released a CD and double vinyl of unreleased songs, which were so cool if you like the Kraftwerk or that kind of sound. You should check it out for sure. And Davide Piatto with his brother are now active as 10 grams, but now X-rated.
Thank you.
and these were X-rated with their only single release in 1980 by Cramps Records. The tracks were Blockhead Dance and Routine. This single was part of a series called Rock 80 with a 7 inches, and between the others were there were Scantos, Wind Open, Tic for Toses, Chaos Rock, Candegina Gang and Dirty Actions. But now something different, something from Milan, our core band, Ratchet, with Libero e Selvaggio. Released in 1988, Libero Selvaggio was the B-side of the last single by Ratchet. The single was In Controluce, and in those years they were so important for me because the lyrics were talking about, you know, self-confidence and rioting and things that I needed to hear so much, and also their energy and their anger was really, really, really important to me. And now they had all their stuff reissued again, and you can find it really, really easily. And please check them out.
Che si mischia cervello che mi scalpita, i miei occhi vedono rosa.
Again, Liguria with Dirty Actions with their 7-inch release for Cramps Records for the Rock 80 series. The tracks were Rosa Shocking and Fille del Demonio. And now for the last track, we are going again to Torino, my hometown, with Blind Alley, their only single, the A-side, Whistle March. And that's it also for this month. Thank you for your attention. Feel free to contact me on my website noisebrigade.org, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Ciao from Maurizio Pustianaz.